This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Hillary Clinton is promising the moon to those insistent upon unlimited federal funding of abortion. Adding that she will always have Planned Parenthood's interests in mind, she told a gathering in New Hampshire that the Hyde Amendment that bans direct federal abortion funding stands in the way of a human right to abortion. A pro-life congressman from Wisconsin is reaching out to abortion-friendly African-American legislators. Sean Duffy points out that African-Americans are targeted for abortion services disproportionately. The 15% of the population they represent buys 40% of the abortions from clinics disproportionately placed in black neighborhoods. The abortion-friendly legislators have spurned him so far. This is Life News Radio.
A new wave of feminism is rising. A new feminism that wants to empower women to honor the natural functions of their bodies and the gifts of their feminine spirit. We are working to create centers that will become havens in our communities for women to grow in their appreciation of their natural selves. It's time to change the face of women's health in our nation. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
President Obama says an empty seat at the State of the Union address is being saved to represent gun crime victims. The president may have created a trap for himself. For every one shooting victim, there are many thousands of abortion victims. And special guests of House Speaker Paul Ryan and 200 other legislators, the Little Sisters of the Poor Religious Sisters, will be hard to miss at the State of the Union address. They are the ones threatened by Mr. Obama with millions in crippling fines because of their conscientious objection to abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.